Dreamscape presents Warburg in Rome by James Carroll, narrated by David Dirsch. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world. Psalm 49. Prelude. Chapter 1. The Name. David Warburg had received the notice the evening before, an order to appear, setting this early appointment. He'd come downtown just as the sun was turning the dark city pink. From the window of his office on the third floor of the second most stately building on Pennsylvania Avenue, he'd watched the morning ease fully into its own. The Washington Monument took the light, a garment. At 5 minutes before the hour, he set out. The broad, polished corridors would be bustling soon with Treasury Department functionaries, but not yet. He strode to the central marble staircase, a gleaming gyre below the soaring, translucent dome, one hand in his trouser pocket, his jacket back, one hand riding the railing. He skipped down two steps at a time, coming to the grand second floor, which was dominated by the diplomatic reception room and, adjoining that, the Secretary of the Treasury's suite of offices. Cool it, he told himself. Swinging left toward the ornate double door, he slowed his pace. Last night, Janet had been certain that this meeting with the Secretary himself promised something, as she put it, really good. But Warburg was wary. It had irritated her that he'd declined to match her high spirits at the news of this summons. In the past, pointer in hand, he'd briefed Mr. Morgenthau on debt security legislation and congressional vote counts, but he'd never been formally introduced to him. This summons had come without explanation.